So there was this game called Password that you used to play, and you would give a clue, and then the other person would have to come up with the word that was the password. And if the voice said, "The password is cookies," you would probably do really well by making your clue Girl Scout. You know, it might be troop, it might be cookies, but I think most likely you would win the game because, especially this time of year, it's Girl Scout cookie time. And we are lucky enough to have four Girl Scouts with us, representing two different troops and one who is an indie Girl Scout. I didn't even know you could be an independent Girl Scout. We're going to meet all of them. And why don't we start with our independent Scout? What's your name?
My name's Sarah.
And Sarah, how old are you? Where do you go to school?
I'm 13, and I'm in the 7th grade at Trinity Christian School.
Great school, and it's nice to meet you. We'll talk more about scouting, but what do you like to do in general?
With scouting or just in general?
Well, just anything that you especially enjoy.
I like to dance and read.
That's great. Are you reading anything interesting now?
I just started the Lord of the Rings series.
That's going to keep you busy for a while. Any shout-outs that you'd like to give?
Not really.
Okay, well, it's nice to meet you. And let's meet the person who is sitting right on your left. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name and where do you go to school?
I'm Catherine and I go to Pine Richland.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
Nice to meet you. Any shout-outs at all?
My mom. She's listening right now.
Now, what grade are you in?
I'm in ninth.
Ninth grade. I think I know your art teacher at Pine Richland. Now, you might have had him last year. I don't know if he's still teaching this year. His name's Raymond.
Oh, I just moved there this year.
Oh,
so,
okay. So he may be gone. He's an amazing artist.
Really?
How has the transition been to the new school?
It's going pretty well.
Excellent. Where were you prior to that?
I was at Chartreuse Valley.
Okay, so that's a big change to start, especially this time of year. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to play tennis.
Really? We were just talking about tennis last hour. I don't know if you heard. I said if you have the terms love, let, and ace, what game would you be playing? And you would have known that was tennis.
Yeah.
Do you play on a team?
Yeah, I play for the school. And then off season, I play at a tennis club and I do privates and stuff like that.
Excellent. I was going to ask you what your weak spot is. That seems negative. But I mean, for me, it was always my backhand. Mm-hmm. I was pretty good at the other parts. Is there a part of the game you're always trying to improve?
Probably my serves.
Yeah, some days you're perfect, and some days, like, it seems like, at least for me, like, I'd get in the zone and do real well, but I couldn't stay there all the time. Well, it's nice to meet you. We have a return visitor here, so she's an old hand at this. Good morning, Ella. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. And how old are you, and where do you go to school?
I'm 10 at Marshall Elementary School.
Nice to have you with us. Any shout-outs?
My mom, who's probably listening at my brother's basketball game.
Well, I hope she's listening. What's your brother's name?
His name's Jack.
And what do you like to do for fun outside of Girl Scouts?
I like to play basketball, softball, and read.
You're busy. And anything in particular you're reading now that you like, or anything recent?
No.
I mean, if there was somebody your age that was going to be reading today was looking for a book, can you think of one you might recommend?
Peter and the Starcatchers, probably.
I don't know anything about that. What happens in that book?
It's basically just what happens to Peter Pan before, like, all the movies and stuff.
Oh, it's like a prequel to
Peter
Pan?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Very cool. I've never heard of that book. Let's now meet the last of our four Girl Scouts for... we'll make sure. I should have asked. I'm going to back up a minute. Catherine, what's your troop? I didn't ask about your troop that you're in. Is there a number?
Yeah, we're 50099.
50099. Where do you meet?
We are at my dad's office, and it's for the Chartiers Valley Troop, so I'm sticking with them.
Oh, good. You get to keep your old friends, make new friends. Ella, what's your troop?
Well, 51514, and we meet in the school's cafeteria.
And we also have a member of the same troop. That's what made me think of it. This is Sarah. And, Sarah, how old are you? Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not Sarah. I'm getting all mixed up. We've talked to Ella. We've talked to Sarah. We've talked to Catherine. You must be Caitlin.
I am.
And how old are you?
I'm 10.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Marshall Elementary, and I'm in the fifth grade.
Any shout-outs?
Not really.
Well, that's cool. So what I would like to do, because I think you all would be really good at this, is just turn it over to the four of you to talk a little bit about Girl Scouting, what you enjoy about Girl Scouts, maybe what other girls and boys too and families might not know about Girl Scouts, and then of course cookies. I'll jump in if need be, but I think you're up to the task. So I'm gonna just slide away here and let you chat a little bit about Girl Scouts. Who would like to start?
I will.
Well, yeah. Okay. I'll keep on hand. But go ahead and I think it'll be fun to just have you chat a little bit. So we'll let you go ahead and start.
So Girl Scout cookie booth sales are starting next week, Friday, February 26th, and they end Sunday, March 20th. And if you'd like to find a nearby booth, you can go to girlscoutcookies.org and enter your zip code to find a nearby booth.
Our cookie booth that we're doing is at Wright Nissan off of Perry Highway, and we're doing it Saturday, February 26th from 9 to 5.
So that's next week.
Well, just Girl Scouts in general. As at least my experience as a Girl Scout, I think it's definitely a lot of fun. I've been doing it for 8 years, and with Girl Scouts, you get to do a lot of experiences that you wouldn't normally do. Like on a normal day, you wouldn't do archery or learn how to canoe or be on a radio show. But I feel like with Girl Scouts, you have a lot of experiences that you wouldn't normally be able to have in just anything on a normal day.
So I've been doing Girl Scouts for about 10 years now, and I really enjoy it. My favorite part would probably be going on trips with my troop, because I'm really close with a lot of the girls, and we just have a lot of fun.
So I think that one of the best parts of Girl Scouts is the great opportunities, and you really, like Sarah said, you can really do things that normally you wouldn't be able to do. So if you're looking to join Girl Scouts, you can make lots of great new friends, because I don't think I would have been such good friends with Ella if it weren't for Girl Scouts. And I think you get more confidence because you can do things like selling cookies. You have to learn to, like, speak up, and it's really fun, I think.
What she said, and also it gives you something to do usually when you're, like, just hanging around the house or something. Like, there's always relatives to ask for cookies or service hours, which are... I'm working on my bronze award, which is 25 hours?
20.
20 hours of service projects, not service projects, but like service hours of helping the community. So, and yeah, that's fun. And yeah.
I'm currently working, well, I just finished my silver award, and that required 50 hours of community service, and we helped a local outreach center. We gave them a new sign and went and reached out to the community and told them what they do and let them know what resources were available to them.
Yeah, same as her. I am also beginning to work on my Silver Award. Since I'm only in seventh grade and you have to have it done by ninth grade, I am not like 100% sure what I'm doing yet. But I've done my Bronze Award before, when I was a junior, which we bought a TV and books for Golden Living Nursing Center. And it was a great experience for me just seeing how happy the senior citizens were when we came with the TV and the books and stuff. So I'm really excited to also be doing my Silver Award coming up.
You guys could host your own radio program. You girls could. You know how to keep a conversation going. And it's really fun to get to know all of you better. Are there any new cookies this year? Or what do you think the best sellers are? I know there's some that are relatively new. Ella?
Well, Thin Mints is the most popular.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I do like those.
I'm pretty sure Samoa's come in a close second, don't they?
What are the peanut butter chocolate ones, tagalongs?
Is yeah.
That
yeah.
Those are my favorite. Yeah, I love those.
Those are really good.
I think that is a healthy cookie because it has peanut butter in it.
Well, probably the healthiest cookie is Rawa Raisins. Those were new last year, right?
Yeah, those are pretty new.
I think they're actually pretty good. But they're oatmeal cookies. Am I correct?
Oatmeal raisin.
Yeah, and then there's their healthier option.
Are they soft or are they hard?
They're hard.
I don't remember those cookies. We often, when people come to sell Girl Scout cookies, we sometimes buy the cookies and say you can give them to somebody, you know, instead of taking them because we would just eat them and eat them and eat them, and we'd like to support Girl Scouts. So I have a question. Have you gone camping or done any outdoor things as Girl Scouts?
My troop has, as Ella said earlier, we're Troop 51514. Last year we went to space camp in West Virginia. For a day, we stayed at Ogilvy Resort, and it was really cool because we got a chance to make it act like we were actually on a spaceship and there was like a command center somewhere else in the building. And so that was really, really cool. And this year, we might go to Hershey or Splash Lagoon. So I'm really looking forward to that because it'll be a great way to spend our cookie money.
So this is new. We're not pitching a tent and going in the great outdoors. We're staying at Ogilvy Resort, you know, looking at the glass museum. And Ogilvy's fun. Or going to Hershey is kind of neat, too. Anything to add about that, Ella?
Not really.
Well, those are great places. How about you? Have you gone camping or any special trips?
Well, recently this summer, we went on a really big trip to Tennessee. We went to the Smoky Mountains.
Wow.
And this year, we're going to Hershey as well. And we're trying to do a really big trip either to Hawaii or out of the country sometime soon before we're done with Girl Scouts. But yeah, that's going to require a lot of fundraising. So more cookies.
Wow, Hawaii, that's a big trip. Well, these adventures are really helping you find out about different places you can go to. And as I think about the Smoky Mountains had to be a great experience.
It was great.
And have you gone on any special trips?
Well, I can't beat Smoky Mountains in Hawaii, but I have been to a lot of camps recently. One that I always do, I always go to the Me and My Guy camp at Singing Hills, which is a father-daughter camp. It's a long weekend where it's just like a regular camp where you would do normal activities like canoeing and hiking and archery and stuff, but you get to do it with your dad, which has always been a favorite of mine. But definitely, I've been on other camping trips and stuff.
That's it sounds so nice. Where is that camp? I've never heard of it.
Singing Hills?
Yes. Is it in Pennsylvania?
It is in Pennsylvania. I'm not 100% sure where it actually is and around, but it's like a couple. It's like an hour from here or something.
Okay, that's not too
that
far
away. That
might
be wrong. I don't know.
Well, it's not. You can get there in an hour or so. Has anybody else ever been there?
Yep. Ella and I have.
Yeah.
We went to a Girl Scout camping trip, encampment, right?
I'm pretty sure Singing Hills we went 2 years ago.
2 years ago, I believe, yeah.
And then usually we go to Red Wing, which is probably my favorite camp, so I'm fine with that.
I've been there once.
Now, we have listeners all, we have a radio station that is near Oil City, Pennsylvania, and that is where Camp Singing Hills is. It's in Venango County at Oil City. So there are a lot of people listening on the radio that live right near the camp. So it's nice that you were able to bring it up. I have another question for you, but is there anything else you would like to say about Girl Scouts or cookie sales or that we haven't had a chance to talk about?
Buy cookies.
Buy cookies.
I'd say definitely try it out if you're interested in Girl Scouts.
Were you all eager to be Girl Scouts, or did you have to be coaxed a little bit?
I can't quite remember because I was in kindergarten. My mom had always done Girl Scouts when she was a little girl, and I'd always like raid her closet and play dress up, and I'd find her sashes and I'd look at all the badges on them. So I guess I was pretty excited if I was always looking at that, but I think it was always something I knew I'd do and enjoy, and I'm glad I did it. I've made some of my best friends through Girl Scouts and done so many amazing things.
And how about you others? Did you want to be a Girl Scout? I know I had to be sort of convinced to become a Boy Scout, after which I liked it.
Well, my mom told me to try it out the first time, and I ended up enjoying it a lot. And then she became the troop leader, and she's still my troop leader. So, I mean, I really can't get out of it, but it's not like I don't want to.
Yes, it would say something if the troop leader's daughter decided to stop.
I would never. I love it.
Yeah. What about you two?
Well, next year we're going to middle school, so we might be joining troops with
Bradford Woods.
Yes. So, so we're hoping that we'll be able to make new friends from Bradford Woods.
Yeah,
we actually did a service project with them.
What did you do?
We did, at the Woodlands, which is where we're doing our Bronze Award project, we did a diva program, like a diva weekend.
What's
and
that?
It's where girls with who aren't as lucky as us, they get to dress up and they get to walk the runway. They get flowers, and it's just really fun for them.
Oh, how cool.
And it's also fun for us to help out.
What a great idea. When you said diva, I kind of thought that's the kind of diva you meant, but I wanted to be sure. Now, I said I had one more question, and you don't have to stick to this, but I'm curious if any of you know what you would like to do when you get older.
Well, I actually had a crazy idea, and I'm probably not going to stick to it.
It's
a figment of
this
my
is Ella.
Imagination.
Yes.
We were talking about it earlier.
But this morning I made pancakes, and I made a bunch of little ones that are about the size of your eye. And I decided that I could make a pancake house and call it Pancake Munchkins.
But I came up with another idea for a name.
Okay.
Cake Bums.
I like these little... Do you have any pets?
I have one dog.
Who's very big.
I spoil rotten, but that's okay because he's my dog.
You could make these little pancakes for pets, you know. But do you have any ideas what you might like to do?
I mean, I ride horses, and I really like that. So I think it'd be fun to ride horses when I get older, like maybe be a horse trainer. But then I also like music, and I like cooking, so I'm not totally sure.
It's good to like lots of things. Let me turn to Sarah and Catherine. Any ideas?
Well, I'm thinking something in the medical field or maybe a lawyer. I'm not completely sure. Yeah.
You could do both. I actually, an oral surgeon who worked on my wisdom teeth years ago, he was a doctor and a lawyer, and I'm not making that up. His consent form where you sign was about 15 pages long. I'm not kidding because I think he wrote it himself, but he was both. How about you?
Well, I have no idea, but I think I would like to do something math related, So maybe like some sort of engineering, but I don't really know at this point.
Hey, Ella, those are all good things, and you can be all those things. Ricky just wanted to get my attention. Teresa Stahl.
It's my aunt.
Yes, and let's see, Macaria. Macaria.
That's my cousin.
I knew you would know. Sam, Henry, and Baby Alden are listening to you, and they wanted us to say that they're tuned in and listening. You girls are all awesome. Did anybody want to say something that they didn't get a chance to say?
Well,
thank you.
I think all in all, Girl Scouts is a great opportunity, and you can learn so much about yourself and about the world around you. So,
it's very fun. Please join.
Yes.
You won't regret it.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great experience. I've never regretted joining.
Well, thank you, all four of you. Caitlin and Ella and Sarah and Catherine, good luck. And the two important words are bye.
Cookies.
That's what I thought.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.